And welcome to episode 15 of the podcast, where this is also the third episode of season 2. And I recorded this podcast at the beginning of the year and before COVID-19 and social distancing and self-quarantine and essential versus non-essential. So it was interesting, you know, reflecting on it and listening back and realizing even when I recorded that we were missing opportunities for connection. And then even more so now, that opportunity has greatly depreciated because we have to. And so in this episode, I talk about how there's this exercise of giving the person in front of you your full attention rather than your phone or something else that you have going on. But the human that's breathing, living right in front of you is the most important thing in that moment. And so season 2 of the podcast is about cultivating opportunities for connection. And so this is a practice to help you to start to do that. And even that idea of giving someone right there your full attention might be a little bit too much. So I share in the episode some options on how to start this practice, really small stepping stones and baby steps to get you there. And I also share why it's important to connect. And like I said, especially now, I kind of shit talk technology in this episode, but what we have now is that's it. The only thing we have is technology in order to connect with people, you know, through FaceTime or something like that, or even just a phone call. And, you know, using those opportunities now, even more so giving that your full attention if that's what you're going to do. And I wonder how much more important those real life interactions are going to be once we're done with quarantine and on the other side of this. So if you're listening to that, I'm excited to hear, you know, how we've been acting and behaving. And, you know, if anything, I think we've been taking it for granted. And so I hope when we're back and able to be closer physically with people that we really value those connections and those times that we're spending together. And so I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast of Just for Today. Welcome to the Vinyasa Chick podcast, Just for Today, where we talk about something for just today. My name is Haley Duggan, aka Vinyasa Chick, and I'm so grateful that you're tuning in today. And we're going to start this podcast like we do all others, which is you're going to take a moment and you're going to come up with your gratitude list. At least 3 things that you are grateful for right here, right now. And from my gratitude list today is I'm really grateful to be back recording the podcast. This is the first recording for season 2. I've got some things hiding, waiting to be released, but this is my first new recording of this season. So I'm grateful to be starting this adventure for a second season. And I shared in my teaser for this season, our focus for season 2. And if you missed that little teaser, I'm just going to give you just a brief moment and catch you up to speed. This podcast and Vinyasa Chick was created to help cultivate connection, because ultimately that's why we're all here, is to connect with one another on this plane. And we oftentimes miss those opportunities for connection where we think that we're too busy, we're distracted by our devices, we're distracted by the to-do list. And so you guys have requested to hear more about connection, ways that we can connect, practices that we can try to implement, tools, techniques, and skills. So that's what we'll be focusing on for this second season of the podcast. And today's episode is about how the person in front of you is the most important thing in your life in that moment.
This is a thought or practice that I heard on a podcast episode with Deepak Chopra and Oprah. So it was great. And Deepak said that the most important thing in your life is the person who's right in front of you. And I'll say it again because I have to be reminded of it often, especially when I find myself trying to rush through an interaction or an exchange or just an event in my life in that moment. And it's that the person standing in front of you is the most important thing in your life in that moment. That person right there. And I first started implementing this in kind of a simple way, something that I felt like I could handle. I don't like to have an intention and then not follow through. So one of the things I do when I set an intention is what is actually attainable for me given the circumstance, the condition, you know, the environment that I'm in on like a moment-to-moment basis. And so I have this thing with my neighbor, and it's almost like we have the same schedule. And I don't know if it's intentional or not, but I'll be leaving my house and I'm usually carrying at least three bags with me, like a big purse, a yoga bag, maybe two yoga bags, probably a bag of snacks. Like I'm just overloaded with so many things. And my neighbor walks out of his house and he turns and he's a little bit older, so he talks pretty loud. He's screaming and, "Well, we're on the same schedule today. What are you doing?" And I used to kind of just say whatever and move on and it not be a big deal. And after I listened to that episode, Deepak Chopra Oprah, and I walked outside and I was like, shit, here it is. Universe is testing me. I said I was going to treat the person in front of me like they're the most important thing in my life. So I put down my stuff, like put it in my car, and I ended up walking over to him and I was like, yeah, I'm doing good today. You know, I'm going to go teach some yoga. I've got clients or whatever. What are you getting into today? Oh, well, you know, I'm recovering from my hip surgery. So I've been going to the gym and I'm getting stronger and I'm losing weight. And so he's telling me this like really awesome thing. And I would have totally missed this opportunity to connect with him if I was so worried about getting my shit in the car and starting my day. Like I talked to him for maybe 3 minutes. And what's 3 minutes out of my entire day with someone who I might have been the only person that he really got to have a conversation with today? He lives alone. He's a little older. You know, you never know the impact that you're going to make by creating an opportunity for connection with someone, how important that's going to be in their overall timeline. And the first time I did this with him, he hadn't gotten the hip surgery yet. And he goes, "I'm really scared. You know, I'm 60 plus years old and I'm really scared for my surgery. And I was able to listen to him and kind of talk him through it. I was like, you know, if you need anything, let me or my husband know. We're right here. Just give me a call. I'll come over. And again, I don't know how often that he gets to have interactions with people because he lives alone. I mean, he goes to the gym, but most of us when we're at the gym have, you know, the ear pods in or whatever and are not paying attention and we don't want to talk to anyone. So he's probably not talking to a lot of people at the gym. And this version of my neighbor is like in all of us. We're all searching for connection. And we had teacher training this last weekend, so we watched Brené Brown, and like if I could just keep her with me in my back pocket forever, I would. But her biggest thing is connection and ways that we get in our own way of connection, ways that we can connect. And I really believe in that. We are here on this plane to connect with one another. That is our human condition. We are social creatures meant to interact. And choosing not to do that, or when we're not necessarily choosing it, 'cause sometimes we don't, But when we're in a world right now where connection, true connection, human connection and interaction is kind of falling by the wayside, it's a little scary. Like, what the hell are we doing here if we are not trying to connect with one another? What's our purpose? So I think that we're put on this planet to connect. And one of the ways that we can start to do that is by diving in fully with our interactions that we have from day to day. And that the thought of that might be a little scary. Like, people get a little fidgety about it because, well, I don't really want to not look at my phone. I don't want to sit in silence when I'm waiting on someone to come and meet me for lunch instead of looking around and making eye contact. I don't want to do that. I'm scared. And so maybe you start really small. You know, before I started recording this episode, I told Ian, you know, when I'm in the grocery store and, like, maybe I'm on the phone, I like to multitask. So be on the phone talking to someone and picking out my groceries or whatever. And whenever I go to the checkout station, like, that's an opportunity. It's just you and that person. And I'm always like, hold on, I'm checking out, let me hang up. And they're always like, oh, it's okay, you don't have to get off the phone. And I get off the phone and I say, it's actually not okay for people to be on the phone when they're talking to a live human in real life. Sometimes I get it. There's, like, shit going on. You're handling something. You're being forced to do that. And if that's me, I'm apologizing profusely to the real life human in front of me. And I kind of give them a moment, you know, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm, you know, having to deal with this, whatever. It doesn't take that much effort to have that exchange. And how much more that person feels valued when you take the time to actually talk to them, make eye contact as you're having that entire exchange. How are you today? Well, it's a little cold, you know, like, and I know it's just the stupid surface bullshit stuff, but if you can try to find something that's a little deeper than that, that's even better. But just allowing yourself to make eye contact with the person who you're having an exchange with, to not be on your phone scrolling, texting, or talking on the phone, just see how that feels. The person in front of you is the most important person in your life in that moment. They're on your path and they're in your life in that instant. I mean, for a reason, whether it's just a normal thing or not. But we don't know. We don't know the reason that they're in front of us other than that's their shift and that's when they're working and this is when we could go to the grocery store. You know, but who's to say that you're not going to say something and they find joy in that or they feel respected or whatever, you're filling that need for connection by just choosing to not do the phone for just a second, by choosing to pay attention to whoever, whom, not sure how to say it, who's in front of you. You're also demanding more present moment awareness of yourself. When you are on your phone and you're also talking to someone, you're not really in that moment. You're just not. So any time that you're able to also cultivate some present moment awareness is going to help hone in this skill of being able to open yourself up for the possibility of connection. If you are multitasking and not paying attention to who's in front of you, you have taken away the opportunity for connection. It's no longer there. You're too busy, says you. And so cultivating that present moment awareness allows connection to seep in. Like, it's just going to. You make eye contact with someone in the store and someone's so shocked. Maybe they look away for a second or maybe they smile and you're able to walk by and just say a small little thing, whatever it is. You know, but if you're not paying attention and you're not in that present moment, then you're going to miss it. And again, we're social creatures that are meant to connect. So why wouldn't you allow connection to come in? And again, it demands us to be more focused in our present moment, like more aware in the present moment. So anytime that you're able to do something where you're cultivating that skill, it's going to show up for you when you're trying to seek connection. So for example, just sitting and noticing your breath in a stressful moment, or just putting your phone down while you eat your lunch instead of scrolling, checking your email, responding to a text message, you know, all the extra stuff that we do. Like, we have these really advanced devices in our pockets that can just help us do amazing things. And I don't know if that's always necessarily a good thing. So even if it's just, you know, putting your phone down while you eat food, or, you know, putting your phone down when you're in the store having that interaction with the cashier or the person making your coffee or the person bringing you your food. You know, especially in the service industry, it blows my mind. I was out to dinner the other day with friends, and I looked at the table next to us, and it was a family, and every person in the family was on a device. And even when the waitress came over to like take the order, nobody really looked up from their device. And so they've missed that opportunity to connect. And I think it's great if you're able to start small, you know, just noticing the breath in a moment, or choosing to put the phone down for just 5 minutes while you're, you know, face to face with someone. And the more that you're able to do that, you're honing that skill to be able to do it, because it's not going to be easy at first. You're going to get squirrely about it. And the whole point when you're trying to do this isn't to give up, and it's not to beat yourself up about it. It's just opening up the door, opening up the possibility for connection to happen on its own. Until we make it available, it's not going to happen. So you're just creating the opportunity for connection to show up for you. Creating that present moment awareness is how you can kind of start. And then when you're ready to really practice it out in the world, treating the person who's in front of you to be the most important person. So I think that's about it for this episode of the podcast. And as always, we'll end with a mantra, or two or three. So just for today, I will attempt to become more aware in the present moment. Just for today, the person in front of me will be the most important thing in my life. And just for today, I will create more opportunities for connection. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. As always, it's very helpful to the podcast, what Ian and I are doing with our podcast, if you write a review, subscribe, or even share the podcast. So I really appreciate you for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Namaste.